every moment of every day, with every breath you breathe and every song you sing. You and I have to make decisions that will affect the rest of our lives. But one decision is really easy to make. Shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, always open on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Tell a friend. Hey there, we thank you so much for downloading, streaming, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show with all your friends, all your coworkers, and all your neighbors. Look, there's no secret about it. We couldn't do this show without your support. Yes, Fat Guy Radio Show is listener supported. So we just want to start the show off by telling you thank you and thank you and thank you. And now here's an all new show. Now, where the hell did I put that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
There he is.
Where?
Right there.
Oh my God. What happened to him?
All right. It's a regular hot dog cart in here, huh? All right, fellas, here's how it works. $1 to look at it, $2 to touch it, $3 to watch me touch it.
That's a nice looking man.
My apologies. $5 to touch it while I touch my toes. $6 to touch it while I touch your toe. Hey, look, fellas, I wish I could give you a deal here, but my pimps are real ball-like. You know what I mean? So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
Barry, we didn't come here for a BJ or a ZJ or any kind of a J.
Move along, then. I got a mouth to feed.
De la BDB Radio Network en Glendale, Arizona, un suburbio del Valle del Sol, es Fat Guy Radio Show con Cory Blaze. Y ahora, aquí está su anfitrión, el gordo mismo, Cory Blaze. I'm just a
Hands to yourself, DT. What is happening right now? November 15, 2014, live from Studio G, wondering why the radio stations are already playing in Christmas music at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Cory Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show. And with the Amazon sponsor read today, Ryan Scott.
What comes with the holiday season on Amazon? Black Friday deals. Are you already looking for Black Friday deals? Black Friday 2014 is right around the corner, and you will be even more exciting that... What? You will be even more excited... The intern needs fired over here. You will be even more excited that Black Friday than Black Friday 2013 because you can find the best deals that an early shopper can find through the Black Friday deals on Amazon. You won't want to miss this. Better than last year, Amazon, through the special Black Friday banner, you will find great deals in electronics, video games, clothing, and more. Amazon is also bringing back the deal of the day and lightning deals. They're not just saying, hey, you get Black Friday for a week, but we're bringing back lightning deals and the deal of the day. This is the biggest time of year for our show and the network, folks. We need your help like never before. You already are going to shop on Amazon, so do it by clicking, making that small little additional click on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Just find the Amazon banner or skip it and bookmark FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the online holiday shopping nucleus at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. I keep on wanting to say Full Court Press Radio every single time. You can do it there too.
You can't say Full Court Press Radio.
I can't.
You can do it there as well.
You can.
It's the Clash of the Champions show.
We do it on ours. It's just better that way.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
It's easier.
I am okay with that. Well, hell, everybody, welcome to the show. Whoa, we're going to jump right into it. And we have a special guest right here in the studio. Ryan somehow alluded to this on his show on Tuesday night. I overheard it as I was running around pantsless in the BDB Radio Network studios.
Like always.
Yeah.
You don't have pants on right now.
I don't. None of us wear pants. Well, that's the secret of radio. No one wears pants.
Did you see... I'm a total tangent, but did you see Chuck get called out on TNT for not wearing pants?
No, I didn't.
He was wearing shorts, and they all called him out and made him stand up and walk around.
He was wearing basketball shorts.
Everyone else apparently was wearing pants.
On the TNT?
On the TNT
show, yeah.
Basketball.
Everyone's wearing four-piece suits. He's like, you don't even see my legs. Like, you see me from the waist up. Why I got to put pants on? Everybody else wearing pants. I ain't trying to wear no full suit.
It was really funny.
Why would? I love Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get into that a little bit more. But this is the Clash of the Champions show here. Something that we've been wanting to do for a long time. But one thing that's a little extra special about this is, Philippius, as you know,
yes,
there is a special guest that kind of frequents Full Court Press Radio every once in a while. And he's always on. He talks sports because that's what Full Court Press Radio does.
Yeah, that's very well documented.
But
hey, listen to go.
I've had conversations with him off mic when they're not talking about sports, and he's absolutely hilarious. And he is the deeper voiced version of Ryan Scott.
Yep.
And so what I want to do is I was planning on doing this big huge thing. So welcome to the show, the one, the only, the biggest name in sports broadcasting is here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Charles Barkley couldn't make it. Sorry. I'm sorry. But we got the second.
Just terrible.
We got the second best. And all the way hailing from the Vadio of South Phoenix is the one, the only, my friend, Just James, will actually be here on the 29th.
Oh.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, he'll be here on the 29th. There we go. Just for you.
That's the wrong
one. It's like 2 weeks early and just...
That's because we have to prep the listeners. It's the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
We'll have that argument.
Wait, I thought Thanksgiving was over since Christmas music is already playing.
Yeah.
They are playing, and we're going to get in that too, because I love Beth McDonald on 99.9 KEZ here in Phoenix. I love her, but they already switched the switch, and it's annoying me already.
Yes.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and I'm listening to it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Big Bro Hutch is here.
Yay.
Let me set the scene. Big Bro Hutch is the older brother of Ryan Scott.
Yes.
And Big Bro Hutch has guest hosted a couple of times when D-Tay was out on Full Court Press.
Yep.
And he's set in as a third chair on Full Court Press as well.
I think he's been to Fat Guy Radio Show. He was in the intern closet.
Yeah, we did put him in the intern closet one time.
No. That was a while ago.
Wasn't that the first day I met him? And we were shooting the Superstorm Sandy video.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had major attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I have major attitude. I liked you from the beginning, or we would have never invited you back. But Philippia said, Corey, you have to let him back in the studio because you need to balance out the white.
Yes. True. The white.
Yeah. We were outnumbered. Look at Philippia's, look at DTay.
Yeah.
So I had to bring it back into our fold, Ryan.
Yep.
Me and you. White power.
Yep. That's exactly
Thank
how it
you
is.
Very much. So Big Bro Hutch, big older brother of Ryan Scott, family man, yes?
Yeah. Very much so.
Sports enthusiast.
Yep.
It kind of like runs in the Scott bloodline, I guess. But he's hilarious as well.
Yes.
And some of the things
which
that
also
just...
runs in the bloodline.
I think your sister and him got it, and then you skipped it.
Your sister definitely got it.
All right.
Your sister definitely.
You guys have to remember, we talked about this on Full Court Press. Ryan is adopted. Adopted.
Gloves are off. I'm okay with being adopted today. We're going to see it all come out right now. All right.
I'm adopted.
Keep
ding,
it in
ding.
Your pants.
No, where's the bell?
So honestly, Ryan being my co-host, I work with Ryan very extensively.
Yes.
I can attest to how funny he is. This guy cracks me up every car ride to the show and from the show, like we are in stitches.
If he's not sleeping.
If I'm not sleeping.
He sleeps.
Yeah. Let's very well documented that he detailed
naps. I'm skeptical about that.
I am as well. I'm very skeptical of it. So Big Bro Hutch is here on Fat Guy Radio Show because I wanted to invite him. I was actually originally not supposed to be here today.
Yeah, we were trying to kick you out of your own show.
I was supposed to be in Reno, Nevada with the Michael Mara show live, but Rex effed that up.
Wow. Yes, he did.
As he does with most things in my life.
Well, that's true.
So
Is that
not
why you're still single?
Yeah.
He messed that up too?
Yeah, he does. He messes that up because he won't go all the way. What?
What?
What happened? I'm sorry. What day is it? I can't sit on
Rex
it any longer.
Is the allegedly.
I can't sit on it.
Now
it comes to life. Yeah, riding. You know what I'm
allegedly
saying.
Allegedly, Rex.
Allegedly. but Rex isn't, you know, D-Tay, because D-Tay, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
What can I say?
Oh, lip. I'm going to.
My mind's telling me no.
How did I know I was going to screw that bit up the first time I did it? It wasn't you, lip. It was my fat pizza eating fingers
that couldn't match the iPad.
I think
your mind was telling you no. Don't press that button yet.
DJ, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no. But my body. My body's telling me yes.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's all you get.
That's all it is.
You can't go longer than that without singing the words.
No.
Everyone in their car right now was singing the words with us.
I can't.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but there's something that I must confess.
So Big Bro Hutch is here.
True.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. I'm not really sure why I'm here, but I'm happy to be here.
What do you mean you don't know why you're here? You're here because you entertain me.
Hey, I'm here. I was hoping to get a paycheck.
And you're
here
get it on payroll.
So are we.
So, let's make that happen.
So are let's do it. Whatever ideas you come up with, I am like a 7-Eleven.
Hey, here's my shameless plug. Everybody, holidays coming up, shop on Amazon,
yes,
through Fat Guy Radio or FullCourtPressRadio.com.
Because it's the most wonderful time of the year when you shop through Amazon.
Clearly.
On FullCourtPressRadio.com/Amazon or FatGuyRadioShow.com.
There you go. We're getting paid now.
Now we're getting paid. That's going to solve it. Not at all.
Hey, you hired me for entertainment, not for ideas.
There was enough
effort, though.
well, let's
jump. We know how much his entertainment's worth. I'm just saying.
That is very true. And here's the thing.
I want to get paid my worth.
If we
get a nickel on the way out. I have 50 cents in the back pocket.
You didn't even have 50 cents to get money out of the gumball machine earlier.
Lip, who didn't have 50 cents to get out of the gumball machine. And then he put his cuticles inside the gumball. So
Ryan,
I cannot touch that gumball machine. We need to get all those gumballs sterilized and disinfected.
That's okay. Only the top.
Hold on a minute, because nobody knows what we're talking about. Ryan Scott.
Yes.
Flip is the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show, and his cheap ass wanted a gumball from the gumball machine that's behind me that was given to us by our wonderful listener, Gail, because it's very well documented on the show that she gave it to us. Hello, listener, Gail.
Again.
So Philippius walks over to the gumball machine. He's like, I'm going to get me a gumball, is what he said, basically. See, I'm going to give me gumball. I'm like, how do you say gumball in Spanish? He's like, I don't know.
No sé.
So Philippius goes over and instead of, you know, getting a quarter or getting a dime or whatever, breaks into our own gumball machine. That is the only source of revenue we have in this network. And he is robbing from himself.
Well. I'm getting a paycheck. So
he pops paycheck is going to be half of what it normally is.
Yeah.
You are getting one gumball in your pay.
It was like prom night. He pops the top off.
Yeah.
And he sticks his chorizo encrusted fingers into the top of the gumball machine and says, I'm just going to get one gumball. No,
he
mashed his hand deep to the bottom because apparently the gumball he wanted was at the bottom of the gumball machine.
It tastes better.
So now the gumball is completely.
I love the flavor from all the ones on top.
Uh-huh. It's Mexican tainted.
The top ones are stale.
And just to let you know, the chorizo he was eating was pork chorizo.
It was
pork chorizo. So I can't touch those gumballs now.
They're homemade tortillas.
But you know what? That's okay because the candy shell around the gumballs are probably already. Pork, anyways.
Yep, exactly. Gordon, it's all Gordon made Blaze. Out of pork.
It's all good.
Okay, we can't get into that because I want to hear what Big Bro Hutch has to say about Kim Kardashian's latest photo.
Oh, yes. Please tell it. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah.
Set it up, D.
Did anybody not see it?
Set it up, D.
So, I was scrolling.
I saw it from space.
I woke up.
It's so shiny.
I woke up one morning and I was scrolling.
So
I was scrolling
everyone
through
else
my,
thinks there's a new
so
star
nice.
In the universe.
It hit your eyes. It's so nice.
I literally was scrolling through my Facebook, right?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, man, this is a nice little ad for the new Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, snap. That is Kim K's butt on my screen. Brown and glazed. Like,
what you don't know, what DJ is leaving out of the story is he immediately screenshots that picture.
I did. And it's in my phone right now.
Makes it the background for everything he has, and it makes the photo for every contact in his phone.
He's like, "Hey, Kim Kane's calling me." That says yes. Mom.
Actually, I thought Kim Kane
just different parts
me.
Of the butt.
You called
like the
me
upper
earlier.
Corner is his mom. The lower corner is Corey.
Oh. It's all there.
I'm okay with that. Is that okay?
Oh man,
thank you.
That's and the hilarious. Crack is Philippius.
Oh, right there.
Man. Oh, Philippius is a crack.
But yeah. So apparently she went full frontal nude in this photo shoot. Did y'all see that part?
I thought it was just the butt.
No.
So the photo
shoot
fairly
extensive.
Is three pictures of the main focus, right? There's the bubble butt one with the black drape thing underneath it where she's holding and she's kind of looking backwards at you.
Yep.
Yes. And the next one is keep that cue ready.
Okay.
The next one, she's sticking her butt out and she has a champagne glass balanced on it and she's popping the champagne over her head into the champagne glass. Yes. Yep. Very good.
That's realistic.
And then the third one is full frontal, which that's a different sound. Now, this is my thing about the full frontal.
There was actually four pictures. The one before the full frontal was just the topless.
Oh, see, I didn't see
the dress.
I've only seen the three focus.
Yeah,
focus.
She
I understand why this is a big deal, though. Everybody's seen her naked before.
Yes.
Why is she famous? Again? Wait, why is she famous?
Oh, hit the Ray J button.
Oh, the Ray J button? I'm not on that bet.
Hit the Reggie Bush button. Hit the Miles Austin button.
Ray J. Why is she famous? Ray J.
Trojan Man.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this, though, because this is turning into the episode of Talk Soup. The reason why these pictures came out is because what have we heard prior to these pictures being released? Nothing. So Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian clan, has their fame based off of their selling the sex. They have mastered the ability to have a business model based on their sexual appeal. We ain't heard crap. What's the worst that's come out of the Kardashian clan, the Kardashian camp late? Kris Jenner, or what's the guy's, the father's name?
Bruce.
Bruce Jenner is turning into Kris Jenner. That's the latest that's come out, that he's turning into a woman.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
it.
Hear that.
So, of course, Kim had to do something. Chloe's got nothing going on. The little girl slut that's coming up, she ain't got nothing going on. Yeah. Kylie.
Kendall Jenner?
Kendall, Kylie.
One of them.
Whatever.
One of them is sleeping with Nick Jonas.
Shocker.
Well, you know, he gave up his little purity ring, right? Yeah. Remember the purity ring? Jonas
he's
brothers?
Not wearing the purity ring anymore.
I think the closest thing to what's happened with the Kardashians lately is that South Park episode where Butter says she's a hobbit. Right?
But there's been nothing going on with him.
How you not a hobbit?
Yeah.
She couldn't be here because she's filming a movie with her friend Gandalf. Wait, you sure you're not the hobbit?
Wait.
Okay, love you. Okay, love you, bye. She's not a hobbit.
She's not a hobbit. She's not in that movie. She's just going to go search for some gold with her friend who was in that movie. Wait a second.
You sure you're not a hobbit? If you're a hobbit, you better tell me. Are you a hobbit?
People say she a hobbit, but I tell you she ain't a hobbit.
That episode is hilarious.
It's hilarious. You can look up
just
the
highlights. But I have a question, though. Serious question.
Yes?
While we're on the topic of hobbits and Kim Kardashian and everything, have we found the cure to Ebola? Because I haven't heard nothing about it. No, I'm like, that's serious. Have you heard anything in the news since Ebola?
Nothing.
Facebook is doing a push right now to try and earn money for Ebola.
And Google is doing the same thing, because when you go to google.com, sometimes at the top, there's this new donate to help cure Ebola.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
But my thing is, Ebola been around for like 765 years.
Yeah, why are we trying to cure it now?
What they should have done was said, for every time Kim Kardashian's butt gets a like, they'll donate money to Ebola
research. That's exactly what it should
have
done. Because the thing is you look at it and people are like, oh, Ebola's killing Americans. Oh, wait, Kim Kardashian butt here, what's better?
But Ebola isn't killing Americans, because that doctor that had Ebola was cured. He was gallivanting and doing his own media tour about it.
The death toll of Ebola in America is still only one.
Yes, and because America is better.
Initial guy who came over.
Yeah, and how many people have married Kim Kardashian? More Americans than one. I'm just saying.
Was it been like three?
America is better, so of course we're gonna beat out the Ebola, because you know, in this great nation that we call Los Estados Unidos, America, we don't let Ebola beat us. We don't bring the cure to Ebola. We bring Ebola to the cure.
Yep.
Because that's how we do it in America.
Why go to the source when you can cure the satellites?
Why go to the satellite when you can just blow up the whole continent of Africa? We don't need them. Nothing came from there. What?
It'll save us on water.
Nothing came from there.
Isn't that where Garden of Eden was?
Yes.
Nothing?
Yes. Sorry. It wasn't.
I bombed out. There was really great conversation going on Philippians, and then I opened up my fat chocolate lips, and there it went. Show killer right here.
Tina Fey got pissed about that. Well, I don't know, pissed, but
Tina Fey's remarks were awesome, though.
They were awesome.
What did she say? I'm not familiar with this. What did she say, Big Bro?
It's about Kim Kardashian's butt. I'm going back to the real topic.
So Tina Fey talked about like how all of a sudden we have this idea of what beauty is in America, and she's talking about it's the full Cuban lips and the Swedish legs and the Brazilian butt and all these different nationalities.
Was the Brazilian wax anywhere in there?
Probably.
Okay. wait, roll that back. What was that?
Probably. So the whole thing's like this. So really, Kim Kardashian is the closest one that we have that meets this idea of beauty. But really, she was just put on Earth by aliens to ruin professional athletes.
I would agree, because she definitely ruins every athlete. Chris Humphries?
Yeah, well, no.
What happened to that kid?
Not only athletes, but, I mean, what's Kanye done since he got married?
What's Ray J?
He bought a Burger King.
Yeah, he bought a Burger King in London or France or something ridiculous, right?
Ray J.
Oh, okay.
What's he done since he made his movie, right?
Nothing. Oh, he did make that one song. I hit it first. Yeah.
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 The chorus jumps in.
It's Reggie Bush in the background. Oh, yeah. He's like, I hit it too.
Remix.
And then you got Chris Humphrey coming in. Well, I married it.
Yeah.
And even he didn't do that first. He was married to some other dude way before that.
Yeah.
Jesus, pizza. You're right. Nobody's talking about Ebola. Kim Kardashian, it came out on TMZ, I believe, yesterday that the pictures were altered.
Well, and we've seen the unaltered ones. That they have them on the internet. The unaltered ones.
Are they true? Because you can never put anything on the internet that's not true.
Well, of course. So it's on the internet.
Well,
so
all I know is that this whole Kim Kardashian thing just spawned a whole slew of spoofs and everything. And one of the best ones was Chelsea Handler's.
Yeah.
Taking her butt picture.
And hers is just a selfie, right? Yeah, like in a mirror.
But did Chelsea Handler post that picture because she was trying to challenge Instagram because Instagram had removed one of her breast pictures before, but Kim Kardashian's booty picture was able to stay up. So she spliced her butt picture and Kim Kardashian's butt picture to see if they would take it down.
I don't know, but I just got to see Chelsea Handler's butt.
That's all you wanted to do was see Chelsea Handler's butt. All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, I almost killed a kid in QT.
Nice.
And we're...
Everybody else won. The Mexican.
Nice.
We don't need him.
Population control next by Corey Blaze.
We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Alright, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Halo 6. Halo 6, a premium electronic cigarette on the market. Let me tell you about this electronic cigarette company that is doing it right, tight, and out of sight. Halo 6, I shared this story with you last week about how I put my G6 Emerald Green e-cig from Halo 6 through a commercial washer at the world's most ghettoest wash house because Gupta's laundry clothes, it's still working. I expected maybe a week later for it to go out, but no, it's still working because Halo 6 gives you premium, high-quality products. It's not that Mickey Mouse glow-in-the-dark bullcrap you see popping up in every strip mall in Arizona and across America. Halo 6, don't be fooled by some of the other fake pushers for electronic cigarettes. Halo 6, American-made, American-quality, premium e-liquid cigarettes. Listener K tweeted to me just last week, DT. She says, I ordered my Halo 6 and then retweeted it too at Halo 6 on Twitter. And she's like, well, how can I get a sample pack? I didn't even know they offered a sample pack. You can get a sample pack of all of their Made in America premium e-liquids so you can find the best flavor for your electronic cigarette from Halo 6.
What?
I'm telling you, it blew me away. Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. DT, give it to me and make it move for the holidays.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
I almost killed a kid in QT, and it wasn't my fault. The little bastard should have ducked.
What's he ducking from?
Right?
Okay. Everybody here, QT, they're everywhere. Isn't QT available across the country?
Not yet.
Okay.
It should almost. Be.
It should be. Yeah, it really should be.
It really should be.
Because they just popped out of nowhere, and they've taken over the gasoline game.
They're phenomenal. Yes. Awesome.
Gasoline
they're
game.
On top of the gasoline game.
They are on top
and
of the gasoline
on top of the drink game.
The corner market. The corner store market game.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking when you talk about the drink game. I'm gonna break this news whenever I feels like breaking. We now go live to breaking news on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Here's Corey Blaze with the late breaking news. Take it away, Corey. You fat son of a bitch. Fat boy. QT's drinks are no longer 79 cents.
Yeah. What?
They're $1.20 something or $1.19 something.
What?
They have the drink game. They have the wall of soda.
Yeah, they do. They have more selection, but their prices have gone up.
Their prices have jumped up. It's no longer the 79 cent game. So you know
what? For the small cup?
For the small cup, the little 32 ounces. And the one that's 79 cents is the little one that little fella would probably drink like eight of.
I like how we say the small cup is 32 ounces.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, QT still got drinks for 79 cents. It's not the big cup.
They're 79 cents, but it's a little 9-ounce ones. What the hell is 9-ounce? I got 9 ounces of saliva in my mouth. I could just drink that.
Saliva, not really? That's what you got 9 ounces of in your mouth?
Sure
I disagree.
That? And that's been fat news.
Not everybody can hold 9 ounces like Corey Blaze.
Nah, he holds it well, though.
So I'm in QT.
Like a gerbil.
Sometimes it drips out.
Allegedly. So I go to QT, and I had to push down downtowns, basically. But I didn't want to do the number two. I only wanted to do the number one. So I go to the QT by my home. And for those of you that don't have a QT, it's basically a fancy 7-Eleven or Circle K or what other are the bigger? Canoco stations are across the country.
AMPM.
AMPM's
are
big.
Ones on the East Coast.
Flying J.
Dynaco or something.
Flying J.
Not Dynaco.
I only see Flying J when I'm like traveling interstate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listeners might be traveling interstate.
That's familiar with Flying J.
That's very true, man. Big bro Hutch. Don't get punched in the eye.
That's why I sit on this side of the table.
Finally! Yeah, fat boy! There might be listeners that are traveling, you fat ever!
They got Flying J's in India.
Yeah!
What?
Yep. Intercontinental.
So I'm in the QT. So I'm in the QT and I do my number one. You know what I mean? You know, and I don't shake it twice because if you shake it twice, you're playing with it. And I'm washing my hands.
Not true.
Mind you, I have the downtown push downs because I really only did a number one, but I really need to do a number two. And I was in the bathroom by myself, right?
It's clean.
You might as well just commit.
Yeah,
you might as well go in.
I should have. But I have committed one time, Big Bro Hutch, before, and the door wouldn't lock, and I rolled those bones. I was in the stall, sitting down with my hand out like this, just so that I could get myself a few more inches just in case somebody walked in because I had already had trowel down before I realized that the door didn't lock.
Own it.
So I was.
They come in and see that? What are they going to see, really? You're all touching the toilet anyways. They're just going to see leg.
I know.
And you show leg to everybody. Don't even play like it's something new. Right. I've seen you out on the corner.
How do you think I got here?
He's not wearing pants now. What difference does it make?
So I'm in the. I didn't want to commit. I didn't want to do it.
You got to go full Monty.
I didn't want to do it. I couldn't do it. So I'm sitting there, and then I thought I had, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, this, you know, that was coming, and I felt it coming. So I'm at the sink now, and I'm washing my hands. The door to QT's are right by the sink. You literally have to just pivot 60 degrees, and you touch the door, and you open up, and you walk out.
Yeah.
I'm washing my hands. I'm going to town. The QT sensors for the water are racist because they can't detect dark colored skin.
Yes, they do that to me all the time.
This is the first time it's ever happened to Corey. Corey's like, what is going on?
What do you got
to
do? Get the paper towel, put over your hands, and then
I have to put my ring.
The paper towel won't work because the paper towel is brown, too.
Yeah.
QT paper towel is brown.
So any shade of brown,
no.
the light to the dark all the way through.
Your hands have to.
You literally have to have like a white shirt or a surgical glove in one hand. And then
I literally use the light to reflect off of my rings. That's what signals the QT water to come on. If not, I have to start a rain dance, and nobody wants to see that. So I'm washing my hands, fighting with the water that seems like the well is dry. It's coming on like intermittently. And I feel this coming on, right? So I'm like, you know, I look to the left, I look to the right. Like, okay, I'm just going ahead and let this fly. As soon as I let it fly, a kid that had to be 7 years old walked in the door. Walked in the door of the QT.
He should have
done his height of his nose is immediately right in.
He
right
was
there.
In the red zone. He
had to hit the wall.
Wow.
And we had, it wasn't about him ducking. He would have had to just like hit the floor and crawl down army style to get through that cloud.
So the kid, the door opens up and I let it in.
Deadly mustard gas.
The kid walks in.
Seeing clouds all over
at the perfect time. I didn't see the little mofo there. And it was the cutest little kid too.
Not so afterwards, his face is half melted off.
So this is
all his teeth fell out. He looks like he's been doing meth for 6 years when he comes out of there.
So the kid's reaction was priceless. The kid makes the worst face possible and starts crying.
He says,
"Dad!"
the fat bad guy set off an atomic bomb.
Oh my god! And then here's the thing. This is where I really go into it.
Hold on, just for the sake of the story, what race was the kid?
Yeah. It was like you and me, Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in my neighborhood. So what other race is up there?
So this was a hate crime.
So I hear the kid behind. The timing could not. I have tears in my eyes because it was so damn funny. The timing could not have been better. Where he walked in right as it was right at the tail end of the expression. So that means that all of the noxious oxide has escaped in my body and it is now fumigating.
It's
the
methane poisoning. Oh,
and the kid just started crying and turned around and ran right back out because he walked in and got faced because he was tall enough. He was ass tall. Right there. It was nose, ass, kid was out. And all I started, my first reaction after that happened is I started laughing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I hear this kid in the QT still screaming, man.
The premise of this story was that you almost killed this kid.
He could have died. Have you smelled what has come out of my ass?
Wow.
It's horrible.
Tell me you at least did the courtesy of going to buy this kid a candy or apologizing or at least exchanging insurance information or something.
No, he just walked out like
he didn't even go and be like, "Hey, here's my insurance information in case your kid dies."
The dad was waiting at the thing. "I believe my kid just got in a wreck with your anus fumes. Can you please give me your
insurance?" We're going to have to take him to the doctor. Clearly his face is melting off. He's got to go see a dermatologist, a proctologist.
I didn't find the kid afterwards. I didn't see the kid. He must have just took off running up the street.
He's probably in the back of the QT getting washed down by the pressure washer.
I felt so bad, but I laughed.
He probably got Ebola now.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, he definitely has pink eye.
It wasn't my fault. It's all natural. That's what it was. And I was in the right.
There's nothing natural about that.
I was
you
in
like
the right.
Loaded up on.
You could have saved everybody the trouble if you'd just committed and gone poop in the first place.
I couldn't commit. I have commitment issues.
He loaded up on Philippius' food beforehand. And
honestly, like if a door doesn't lock, Corey, you pick the stalls that has like the door right in front of the seat. I admire that about you because I cannot do that. I'm that's one of my biggest fears is that. Door opening and hitting me on my legs because I like to spread my legs out.
Well, it's not going to hit your leg first, D.T. Let's be honest here.
True. I kind of tuck that in, but sometimes I don't like to tuck it in because it touches the water. Yeah. But I like to use the handicap stall. I use the handicap stall because I like
the one with
like,
the little baby changer table in it.
You know why I don't use big the handicap recess. Stall? This is my theory. Say there's three poop stalls. All right.
One, two, three poop stalls.
The third one, the farthest one away from the door, is the handicap one, the big one. Which one do you think gets used 95% of the time?
That's why I use the small one.
No, the big one's got to have at least 40 people's dude butts on it.
Dude butt?
But see, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, you got to sit on somebody else's booty warmth, and there is nothing worse than that.
Booty warmth!
The thing is, I never, and I to this day, I never did it at school. I don't do it. I cannot go poop in public. At all.
Nobody can go poop in public. That's why you go to the restroom.
That's why you go in the car.
You poop in public. You clearly have an issue.
not
Who's in Bolivia taking a crap? People poop in public. The ladies will just fluff out their skirts and it's middle of the street. You gotta wait if you're in a car sometimes to go around a lady who's literally deucing.
This is not
in
Bolivia.
Public.
This is America, where we take our crap to the toilets.
Except for always the handicapped.
Stop pooping in public.
No, I don't poop in public restrooms. Okay?
Thank you for clarification.
I can't do that. But when I go number one, I go in the last stall just because I don't like using urinals because I feel like people still be trying to look. And to me,
You got something great that everybody wants to see. Why wouldn't you show it off?
Because I don't want everyone knowing. But I go to the last one because I feel more like at home because it's an actual toilet, you know. And it's got a recess in it. And it feels like I'm all alone.
The only time I get a little shy, my bladder gets shy. So sometimes I have to go when there's a big, huge group of people because I don't want somebody waiting for me at the urinal while my guy's taking its time to work. So that's when I'm like,
So you can't.
The only
go,
time I feel that way is when we go to ASU games. You got to go in the trough.
Yeah.
The trough. Now, if you're doing the trough thing, that's different.
Okay, so now
I can't go in the trough.
Now,
especially when it's full of ice and everything. I'm like, nah.
Big Bro Hutch brings up a really good point. We've all been to the U.S. Airways Center, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to the restrooms?
Yes. Yeah.
You might as well just reach over and just hold dude's junk right next to you.
The urinals are way too
close together. It's like that at ASU.
And they're too slow. And they're too low.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They might as well just have a wall with a gutter on it where you can just walk up. It is full 100% hog fest in any sporting event, and I don't know what they think. Do they think that everybody that's everybody in there is gonna be straight, or is everybody in there gonna be me? What?
Yeah,
I don't like that. The second one. Freaked Big Bro Hutch. For those of you watching us on Ustream, you should see what the look that just came over his face, like crap, a little part of him. Just
I'm waiting to go pee at QT instead of here at the studio.
He just had you guys cross streams beforehand, right?
Hey, I always play.
Gotta play swords.
Gotta play swords. I cross the streams all the time.
Lightsabers.
No, I don't cross no streams.
So why are you so... now?
Whatever, you're the biggest Star Wars fan I ever met, and I know how that started.
wink, wink.
That was our secret.
They can't hear you winking.
I'm doing it for...
Ryan,
that's a Ustream
that was our
a Ustream special.
Yeah.
Ah, see what you did there.
I can't get to that fast because I'm not paying attention. Yeah. And the laugh track. Ryan has a point, though, with the back bathroom. There has been scientific proof that the back restroom, the toilet furthest from the door, gets used more, and you run a higher risk of, touching something. Bacteria is higher in that toilet closer away because the one that's closest to the door is the one that nobody wants to use. It's also always the cleanest one.
Yeah.
But after I was done doing what I did at that QT, there wasn't an inch of that bathroom that was safe to touch or even safe. It wasn't even inhabitable at that point. I believe the QT has since burned down.
No, not since. It was burning.
It was definitely burning down.
That's why the kid ran out of us to go call 911 to get the firefighters.
He called poison control and 911.
The roof is on fire. The horrible thing about that is that kid is probably going to be scarred for life.
Probably.
But that's not my point. At least he won't grow up and have to work at Target and somebody come by and take a picture of him and post it up, and then all of a sudden he's on Ellen. Have you guys heard about Target Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see the video, but
Big
I
Bro
heard
Hutch,
about
have you heard
Target,
about
it?
You
know? Same
what, thing. What's his full name again? Alex it. The Kid from Target or Target?
I thought it was just Target
Alex. The
Alex.
Target Kid. Oh, Target Alex?
Yeah, Target Alex or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've heard about it, right?
Yeah, I'm on top of this story.
Set it up for us, please, since you're on top of it and DT's not crapping in the bathroom.
So Target Alex just got his picture taken at Target. He literally works for Target. He's like 17. He got his picture taken.
He's 17.
Bagging stuff, right? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why are you disappointed he's underage?
Because I was going to slam him real bad, and I feel bad slamming kids.
He looks like a typical kind of...
Hey, 17's older than
me. Yeah, he's almost... There's
17 is like grownish ass man.
His hit ability is close.
Yeah, clearly.
So anyway, he's got a Justin Bieber haircut. If you haven't seen him, he's wearing just this red Target thing.
Wait,
and
Target
his khakis.
Shirt. By Justin Bieber, do you mean like new Justin Bieber or old Justin
old
Bieber?
Old Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got an old Justin Bieber hair going on, and he's just an average looking kid. He's not like racked out or anything. He's kind of whatever. Like, what do you call that? Skinny fat. I call it skinny fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's me. I'm skinny fat.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So, we'll brush over that. What happens is someone takes a picture of them, and then this company, you know the name of the company? Because I forgot the name of the company. Because this is alleged.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's alleged because it came out later that that marketing company
Breaker
had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Breaker. B-R-E-A-K-R.
Yeah, but now we know about that marketing company, so they're actually pretty good at what they do.
Yeah.
Because before this, we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. But, so they allegedly decided that they were going to get this kid to trend. And so, allegedly, they got all their little girl fangirl followers to start posting things about Alex from Target, right? Okay. And so what really happened, whether Breaker did it or not, is all these girls started making these memes about Alex from Target and making all these jokes about Alex from Target and this hashtag Alex from Target.
Sure.
Right? And so it was, you want to cop Alex from Target style? And it had the Target shirt you could buy at Target for $99 or $1.99 or whatever. His khaki pants, you could buy it, right? This is how you cop his style. Hashtag Alex from Target. Had some things. Yeah, you can bag mod bags anytime. Hashtag Alex from Target, right?
Yeah.
And they make all these memes. Some of them are kind of sexually crude, especially considering that they're coming from like 12-year-olds, half of these, right? And so it kind of continued and snowballed. And in like 2 days, it was like, it started world trending that same day, obviously. And then the second day, Ellen had already called him up to invite him to the show. And 3 days later, he ended up on Ellen.
I don't understand how that could just happen from a picture. Now, okay, he's a good looking kid, young man. And I have to totally take my approach to this topic in a different way, because I was gonna say, you know, if you're not, is it me or is it like, if you're not some pretty boy that looks like a little girl, because he looks like a little girl to me. Justin Bieber looks like a little girl
really
to me.
Really soft features, like
wafer thin,
pretty hair,
perfect looking face.
Yeah,
all this other stuff. And
yeah, he does look. I just seen a picture.
Okay,
if you are, is that the only way that you can? This kid probably has no appreciable talent.
No,
whatsoever.
The kid didn't even know that the picture it was taken of him until it started trending. And his coworker, the day that it started trending, which was like the next day, was like, dude, what's going on with your Alex from Target thing? How'd you start this? And he was like, what are you talking about? Look at you. You're world trending. He was like, what are you talking about?
And he was a little naive because I believe he also tweeted out, I guess I'm famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I just pulled it up online to see what some things were going on. It's just like just a couple days ago from like today.com. Is Alex from Target scared to leave house after catapulting into instant fame? He's getting death threats from the New York Daily News is posting that.
Wow.
Death threats. All kinds of like weird stuff.
Come
like,
to Target and not
weird
kill
things
you.
And it's so odd to see that it's all really overwhelming for him. I mean, CNBC's talking about it, all kinds of
so
like,
he
really,
so the fame has gone in the opposite direction now.
Yeah, it's
if
done
he's
full,
a
it's doing
he's going, like full circle in the
house?
Course of like 10 days.
Yeah,
like not being a nobody, going really famous, and then
Wilkin
all of a
Kardashian
sudden, yeah,
fame. Then next thing you know, he's
Paris
he's
Hilton in a shorter scale, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, what took her, Richie? What,
okay, so
3 years, take him 10 days?
Yeah.
Now I feel bad again. He's afraid to leave his house?
Well, the kid's only 17, and like you said, he's wafer thin. He's defending himself. Oh, 16.
16 from Texas.
Oh, 16-year-old kid from Texas.
Jesus, pizza. Okay, back off the kid from Alex. Now I'm going to defend him.
Now, my thing about this is, okay.
We're up on a break.
Oh, well, then never mind.
You know what? You will get to hear Daniel's thing when we come back from this awesome break right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this because the producer was not paying attention to the clock, and I'm sitting here, we're 2 minutes behind, and I want to get to Flick It, this new game that I came up with that I want to play with Big Bro Hutch called Big Bro Flicking Corner. We'll talk about it on the other side of this Flick break. It.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by STD Check. stdcheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is stdcheck.com? stdcheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 days. All the tests are FDA approved. Same-day testing also available. And they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out. stdcheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STD Check. Don't wait. The life you save may very well be your own. Get tested today. Click the banner on our website today, fatguyradioshow.com/STDcheck.com.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is definitely power. All right, so Alex, Target Alex, I'm sorry. I thought it was a good thing that was happening with them. I didn't realize Big Bro dropping the knowledge.
Oh, I mean,
there.
There's good things, yeah, too. He still got on Ellen.
What money is he going to get, though?
Yeah, Ellen probably gave him a $10,000 check. Are you kidding me?
I'm sure they have to give him royalties if they have pictures of him that they're selling. If they're selling like stuff like that, it's considered selling his likeness. Yeah. And he can hire a lawyer and get royalties from it.
But it's really not his likeness because he's got a trademarked logo in that likeness.
Yeah, but if they're calling it out, like, do be like Alex or dress like Alex or do, or, you know, yeah, have this kind of mantra like Alex.
And Target could Target could jump on that and do a promotional scheme out of that, and they could get money and pay the kid too. I think. I mean, he has ways.
He's got to have some type of kickback because it can't just be them just using his likeness. Yeah. That would be unfair.
And he could start like a YouTube channel and become famous. A lot of those memes.
But
do that.
If he's acting the way that Big Bro Hutch just explained, there's no way that he desires.
Oh, but you.
Yeah. Well, he wants the money still. You don't want to. I mean, if he's having trouble, you want to be compensated for it.
Yeah.
But the little kid was just bagging. He was just putting some fat chick's ankle socks in a bag, and she snapped a picture of him and tweeted it out.
Yeah,
he didn't
Corey,
ask
that
for
was
it.
You.
That was me. I tweeted the picture. But speaking of tweeting, we have to hit the segment that's sweeping the nation. We'll get to Big Bro Hutch's game. It's the segment that is sweeping the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not on the right bed, so I'm going to pad a little bit longer because it is the segment called What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT. DT, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? Okay, Lip, let's not have nothing in my microphone.
He can't hear. Bring the bed down a little bit, Lip. Yeah, that's my favorite part.
There we go. Someone's getting on their job.
Ooh. He's going to stab you after the show.
All right. This week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? I'm going to read this whole thing looking at you, Flip.
No, he's not. He can't read when he's looking at the paper.
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blase.
That's me.
Tweeted out 21 hours ago. Allow me to silence this misnomer. I cannot, nor have I ever possessed the ability to read people's minds. Pound. W. Tuffa. Pound. Agitated. Like I am with Flip. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
I was pissed off.
Why?
Because I guess there are a certain group, and I'm going to speak very, very
vaguely
on this. There are some people that I have been encountering this week that I have encountered before that have somehow gotten in their mind that I can read their mind. So Friday, before I left these people, I walked up to them literally and I put my hand on their shoulder and I said, you're thinking about cheese. And they're like, no, you're not. I says, oh, thanks for proving my point. These sums of I want to say something really bad, but I can't. I got to protect myself.
So let me say this, though.
Please.
I've never heard this story. I'm just assuming that you're talking about women.
Some of them are women. Yes, some of them are all women.
As a married man, I know that's the case.
Who act like women?
No, well, there are some bitches.
Okay,
yes,
there we go.
That's what we thought.
So there we're talking about bitches.
And I'm speaking very vaguely, but just some people that had some expectations of me that I just can't fulfill because I cannot read the human mind.
Except at 1 a.m.
And I think that Lady K tweeted, yeah, I'm not reading your mind. I'm Never mind. Lady K tweeted out, "Hey, my crystal ball broke. I literally was that was my entire hellified week was the fact that people were just like, oh my God, Corey, you should be able to. I cannot read minds." And that tweet came from a place where I was pissed. I was literally upset when I tweeted that out. And one thing that I've been advised is not to piss tweet and not to drunk tweet.
You know what's funny piss though? When you tweeted that out, I read it. And I felt like you were literally reading my mind as you tweeted it out because I felt the same way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So in all actuality, you can read people's minds.
Please don't put that out there. I cannot read these mother effing minds.
Except for mine.
It was so aggravating for me. I could not read their mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. But you are a mind reader, right?
No, I'm not a mind reader.
No, palm reader.
Palm reader. You can't read people's mind, but you can read their palms.
No, I don't.
Got you.
I don't read the palms. I read what can go in the palm.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly.
What?
Rex. Allegedly Rex.
What the? How did Rex get in the back end of that?
Because you said it in the beginning of the show. Should you rewind it back and listen to it, you'll realize what came.
I know how to break us out of this. That was a Ustream bit. All right, Philippians, let's go to break. We didn't get to the game because it's at the end of the segment. We'll get to it in the last final segment. Isn't it funny? We're just pushing through. God, can you believe it's already?
Nope. I can't believe that at all.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Take us out, Ryan.
I can't believe it's not butter.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm not content to crawl. All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Good Lord, the show is flying by. Fat Guy Radio Show, this portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio app. Free to download, available for iOS, Androids, and any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. And when you sign up in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at. What did I miss?
I'm sorry. I relived like a funny moment in my head from this kickball tournament. Yeah.
You had to be there moment.
I guess I had to be in that moment. All right, so this bit, we'll go out on this. It's called Big Bro Flicking Corner. And here are the rules of the game. We have a few minutes left. Here's the rules of the game. I'm going to name out a celebrity, Big Bro Hutch, or an athlete or a famous person. And would you flick them? Basically meaning, would you dismiss them? Do you not like them? Kind of like you're flicking a booger off your finger. Or would you not flick them because, you know, like you like the booger and you might want to eat the booger later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's go down the list. I think I have a little bit of bad music here. Lip, you okay over there?
Yeah.
All right, good. Because you sure are quiet because DT pissed you off, didn't he?
Nah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he pissed me off, so.
It's all right.
Watch out. Philippians is going to give Corey some of his food and you're going to relive that 7-year-old's life right now.
That's fine.
Big bro flicking corner. All right, Big Bo, we'll start with this one. And everybody, we can round table this if you will. Stop death staring lip. Taylor Swift. She's got the biggest song on the planet right now.
Yeah, so if Taylor Swift, I'm going to say flick right now.
Yes.
Get her out because I'm really disappointed with the stuff that she's doing on Spotify. And she's like, I'm not going to let any of my songs be on it. And she's like the only celebrity that's doing that. Although, I still think she's nice to look at.
Yeah, she is kind of nice.
Something
she needs to
in
eat
the
a
news
sandwich.
Today about her changing her look.
Yeah.
What, does she eat a sandwich?
No, like Renee like, Zellweger, they mentioned that in passing, like that she...
I think I got the name. The name of this game is totally throwing me off because I'm trying to flick Taylor Swift too, but I thought we were talking about it in another way. I'm sorry. I think I got the rules of this game completely
wrong.
That's
a little bit. You can flick whoever you want. Next one, Blake Griffin. And the reason why I bring him up is because he's facing assault charges in L.A. right now.
I hope he gets his ass kicked. Blake Griffin bugged me. You got to flick him out. Home dude has a serious attitude issue, I'm above it issue. He's done with me.
I would agree. Would you flick Blake Griffin?
Heck no.
I didn't think so.
Not in my way. I'll flick him in Brother Hutch's way. Yeah. Like, get him out of here.
DT likes redheads a lot.
A lot. All right, here's another one. Mama June, Honey Boo Boo fame. Do you even know who she is, Big Bro Hutch?
Yeah, I'm not generally one to indulge in that particular type of entertainment.
I find it
one of those things that makes me dumber. Spending my time doing that. Yeah. So
like listening to Lil Wayne.
You're gonna like,
yeah, Lil Wayne is one of those things like top of the
but
list.
But everyone at one point needs some little ratchet in their life. I indulge. I'm not gonna tell you guys.
BET.
I do.
Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop is my dirty little secret. I indulge because I need a little bit of ratchet in my life every once in a while.
All right. Are you like heartbroken that they're taking ratchet? 106 and Park out of BET? Like you're don't like
that. Honestly, I don't
even. A little piece of your soul died?
No, because to me, 106 and Park kind of got away from the music. It was more of a like entertainment show rather than the music. BET is becoming the new black MTV.
Yeah.
There's no music on either channel.
Well, there's good white people ratchet, and there's really bad white people ratchet. Jersey Shore, bad people white ratchet, even though they try not to be white as hard as they can with the tanning beds. And Honey Boo Boo, also bad. Good, Duck Dynasty, funny as crap, also white people ratchet, right? Like
true.
Very true. Here's true. Another one. Yeah, yeah. Sofia Vergara, Modern Family fame. She was also in a couple of Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
She's the one with
I love Sofia Vergara.
I do.
I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah.
She was in a movie called Four Brothers back in the day.
Yeah. Yes.
Tyler's girlfriend.
On the washing machine.
Woo! So we're not flicking.
I'm flicking the heck out of her. I am flicking. I'm DJ flicking.
You're flicking yourself.
She's on the list.
she's on the list.
It's laminated.
All right, here.
She can get the business.
How about this one? Ariana Grande. Flick or not to flick?
I'm going to say not to flick.
Not flick Ariana
not
Grande.
Flick Ariana.
It depends. Is she talking or is she singing?
Have
you heard her call? Everybody heard her call.
Good call. That's a good call.
No. Listen, when she talks on the shows and everything, that's a played voice. I heard her voice in real life when she does a regular interview. She doesn't sound that high.
Well, then she needs to cut it out. Because I'm about to flick that girl right in the dang eyeball and then the jugular.
That's a character she does, so she has to make her voice that.
Make me want to stab her in the mouth.
When she sings, she hits certain notes. When she sings, she hits that voice.
The way you got to look at this is you got to look at what they're famous for. And if the reason that they're famous
she's
is
a good
for,
singer,
indulge in
for
that
Nick
part of the entertainment that you're getting.
Yeah.
And then just cut out the other pieces that aren't part of why they're famous.
I would DT Flicker.
You DT Flicker?
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. Is that Taylor Swift?
That don't even look like Taylor Swift.
Like without makeup
that
on.
We're going to have to put that up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook.
Somebody had to Photoshop extra eyebrows on her because her eyebrows aren't that thick.
She also looked like she had a sandwich. That's not right.
Wonderland or Wonderless?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
Well, that was a really good first rendition of Big Bro Flicking Corner. We got one last big one that I'm going to throw out to DT. Flick it or not to flick it, Robert Ory.
You mother lover. You did not just come out here. He doesn't get a flick. Where's the blow-up button right now? Where's the blow-up button right now? Because, no, I wasn't ready. When you said Robert Ory, like, that dude can get shotgun. That's what he gets. He gets shotgun.
He needs Corey Blaze farted at QT.
I'm going to rent a time machine. We're going to put him, make him 7 years old, melt his face off with your ass fart, and then just like, let that dude die.
Versus my mouth fart.
Which are just as bad sometimes.
Right?
Well, Robert Ory versus the Corey Blaze green cloud.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you very much, Big Bro Hutch, for coming in, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Everybody's going to love you. Listen for him appearing on Full Court Press Radio. And, of course, Ryan Scott, host of Full Court Press Radio on FullCourtPressRadio.com, along with the face and voice that you are all very familiar with, Daniel Taylor, also known as DT on Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon Black Friday Deals, better than 2013. Don't miss the return of the deal of the day, unbeatable specials, and more. Click through the special Amazon Black Friday Deals banner on our website, and we thank you. Amazon is proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio into 2015 with your support. Shop at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or fullcourtpressradio.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show or Full Court Press Radio, if you have a product that is leaning more towards the sports fan, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. Subscribe to us on iTunes and catch us live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
Thanks for not participating, Philippius.
Yep.
For DT Philippius, our executive producer, Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio, Big Bro Hutch, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people! That's you, Big Bro Hutch. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen like you laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye.
Bye-bye. Screw you, Philippius.
Cheese and pizza.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
Juan, you're running by the show.